Hey guys, and good morning. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys are feeling as sore as I am today. Katie has to hold on to the wall and the railing as she goes up and down the stairs, and I get to hear her go, oh, ah, ooh. Wow, what a fun time we had yesterday. I super appreciate all of you guys. Pretty much, I feel like every time I looked at anybody at the gym, any of the athletes, they were all smiling. It was super cool how many friends and family came in to watch. Trevor, thanks so much for putting it on. And like I said, thanks to each and every one of you guys for, partnering up with an athlete, having a good spirit, and just having fun working out. I can definitely see this is something that we're going to do every year. And with how good it went this year, I could imagine having, I think it'd be awesome to have 40 or 50 teams a couple of years down the line. And I think it'd be a super fun event for the gym and everybody in it and in the community. So super big pat on the back and a thanks from Katie and I for you guys. I don't think the day really could have gone better, other than maybe tacos could have been there a little bit earlier, but that's okay. So for the week ahead, guys, not a whole lot to talk about. The Open is going to be coming down the road. I think Coach Riley and Coach Sandy are going to have teams out within the next week. Open t-shirts are going to be, the link for purchasing those is going to be open soon. So we can kind of talk about that. I would take a moment or two in your first couple classes of the week to really emphasize how fun the in-house competition was, how well it went, kind of talk it up a little bit so people maybe get a little bit of FOMO of not doing it, and we can start planting it in their head for next year, just gently, and then also we can also kind of use that as a precursor to the next thing coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the Open, just so we can get some more or as much involvement in that as possible. Outside of that, you guys, I don't think it's a ton. Just stay steady with kind of our talking about how baby steps are important, right? So helping coach athletes with that, because they can have a hard time. Lost my train of thought there. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and just getting into the gym's most important thing. So you guys are good about it. You guys have a good idea what kind of zone 2 workouts are good. And just making sure if athletes feel worn out, just take it easier. They're still getting all the benefit. It's about the long term, not the short term. workout wise, again, all of our information's unproven, and you guys are already going through that. Looks like we got some heavy power clean clusters on Monday, some aerobic capacity stuff on Tuesday, Wednesday, some more Olympic lifting. I think this week's going to have a bit more Olympic lifting, and I've mentioned this to a couple of you, but I've started to revert back to how we coach the Olympic lifting, where everybody lines up. We go start from the high hang, knees forward, finish with a shoulder shrug, and kind of slowly put all those pieces together. It seems to just be a lot more beneficial, especially to all the newer athletes, and it's still a great warm-up for the athletes that have been around a long time. I think the proven stuff is a little bit more advanced and can get kind of confusing and hard as a coach when you've got a big class and a big array of skill sets in there. So you guys do whatever you feel most comfortable with, but I'm definitely moving more away from proven's Olympic barbell warm-ups and kind of back to our old school ones. Thursday we got a chipper workout. Friday there'll be kind of a sprinty couplet with a max split jerk. That one athletes can do push jerk if they want. Biggest thing is keep everybody safe, keep them having fun, and keep them moving. You guys all do an awesome job at that. So nothing else major this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Maybe catch a little bit of the Super Bowl. And we'll see you around. Thanks again. Bye.